Summer is one of the busiest times to travel during the year, and most Canadians plan to enjoy a getaway or two. But a new survey finds that many locals haven't got their hot weather holidays planned out yet. Global travel website Skyscanner, in association with OnePoll, surveyed 1,000 Canadians about their travel plans for the 2023 summer season. They found that roughly three-quarters of Canuck travelers, 76%, plan to get away over the busy travel period, but that 44% of them still haven't booked their holiday. The majority of respondents, 82%, said they feel confident that they can get the best vacation deals, but only 4% of searches on the platform were made for the cheapest week of the school summer holidays. The company said 58% of Canadians will be tempted to book a trip if the price is right, and there are factors travelers should consider before booking tickets to keep costs low. Travel tips for finding cheap Vancouver flights over the summer. Travel over the last week of the school summer holidays. While 43% of respondents said they know the cheapest time to travel, only 4% of them booked their trip during the cheapest week to travel, which is the final week of the summer school holidays. Skyscanner says that they will save an average of 25% on tickets at this time, which means roughly an average saving of up to $1,654 CAD for a family of four. Travel on a Tuesday, most of the time. Travelers who are willing to fly on less popular days of the week, such as days outside of the weekend, typically save a significant amount of money. Skyscanner determined that they can save up to 22% on the cost of their flights in July and August by being flexible. 86% of Canadians surveyed also said they would be willing to change the day or week they travel this year, too. Skyscanner recommends using the whole month view tool to look at the cheapest available options. A family of four that flies to Greece on a Tuesday, instead of a Saturday, can save an average of $643 for their return travel. Search, everywhere, for the cheapest prices. Skyscanner's algorithm can help you find the cheapest deal if you are flexible with your dates and/or destination. Just type in, everywhere, with your travel dates. Canadians can bag big bargains by crossing the border. Locals looking for cheaper tickets can fly from Seattle to get to their destination. For example, a family of four from Vancouver can save $548 on flights to Guatemala departing from Seattle on August 15 and returning on August 22. Canadians can bag bargains by switching their airport. Flight prices from Canada's airports will vary in price for destinations depending on a number of factors, such as which airlines are based there and which routes they serve, meaning some will be busier than others at peak times. Travelers can use the travel company's nearby airports filter to compare options. They can save $1,276 on a trip to Mexico for a family of four on return flights to Cancun between August 15 and August 22. Use the savings generator tool. Skyscanner has also launched the new and expanded summer edition of its savings generator tool to help Canadians save on upcoming trips. The company has analyzed tens of thousands of booking data points over the last 12 months, drawn from 10 origin countries to their top 30 destinations, looking at metrics such as average seat price, cheapest week of the summer holiday to travel, best and worst days to travel and the associated cost, and the best time to book. After entering their departure city, users are prompted to enter a month that they would like to travel in 2023 and then their destination. For example, the tool shows that the average return trip from Vancouver International Airport, YVR, to New Delhi costs $2,702, including all taxes and fees. However, travelers will save $306 if they book flights on a Tuesday and a whopping $660 if they book their flights 26 weeks in advance. Monday is the most expensive day on which to fly. Photo via Skyscanner.